Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nida Daf Yud Dalid. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 11 lines from the top of Daf Yud Dalid at the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses the practice of checking before and after acts of intimacy. Derech Benois Yisrael Mishamshois B'Shnei Edim. It is the way of Jewish women to engage in intimacy using two checking cloths. Echad loy ve'echad lo. One for the man and one for the woman. Namely, after the act of intimacy, the couple will check themselves, wipe themselves with this white checking cloth. Each one has their own to establish that what their status is. The hope being that there was no sign of blood. V'hatznuois misaknois shlishi lisakein esabayas. Tznuos is a reference to the pious women. Rashi points out, based on the Gemara that we learned on Daf Yud Aleph, that this is really a reference to all women would have a third checking cloth to check themselves before the act of intimacy. Why there is a reference to the tznuos, so that was discussed back on Daf Yud Aleph, that they were careful to have a clean, new checking cloth for this purpose. The Mishnah goes on now with situations where a blood spot is found on this checking cloth. Nimtzo al shiloi. Let us say the man found on his checking cloth a spot of red. Tamein. This would indicate that both the man and the woman are tamei, v'chayovin korban, and are expected to bring a sacrifice for having committed a sin inadvertently. The presence of blood on the man's checking cloth could have come only from the woman. Hence, she is a nida, and so too he is considered tameh as a boyel nida, as having had intimacy with a nida. Nimtza al shelo, let us say the checking cloth revealed, her checking cloth revealed blood. Well, osyom means immediately. Immediately after the act of intimacy, then Tmein v'chayovim b'korban. She and the man will be Tomei. if the blood was found immediately after the act of intimacy, it would indicate that it was there also during the act of intimacy, and hence both are also chayov to bring a sacrifice. Chayovim korban, they're chayov a korban chatos, a sin offering for the inadvertent violation of having relations in a state of nida. Nimtza al shelo la'achar zman, if it's found on her checking cloth just a bit after what we called immediate, then tamein misofek upturin min hakorban. They are declared tamei because of doubt. Doubt meaning their blood might have been there at the time of the intimacy, or it might have started to flow after the act of intimacy. So, since we're dealing with this point in time called the Achar Zman, which means right after that which we said was immediate, so there's Tumah Misofek, Ufturin Min HaKorban, but there's no sacrifice required because of having done intimacy with a Nida. Eizehu Achar Zman, what is considered this point in time called Achar Zman? Kedei sheterid min hamita v'tadiach poneha. if that amount of time lapsed, enough time for her to alight from the bed and wash herself. Tadir Paneh is a euphemism referring to that particular part of her body, so that would be considered the lapse in time that would cause us to be doubtful whether or not blood was present during the act of intimacy. The achar kach, if she delayed even more than that stage, mitamo me'es le'es, ve'eno mitama is boyalo, then she is declared tamea retroactively for 24 hours as a nida. However, that retroactive tuma does not entail the man that she had been with just a few moments earlier. He is not included as a boel. He's not included as a boel nida, which would have resulted in a 7-day tuma. Rabbi Kiva Omer, af mitama es boyalo. Rabbi Kiva disagrees and says that this retroactive tuma, it will entail the husband as well, imposing on him a 7-day tuma. Moidim chachomim l'Rabbi Akiva, the chachomim will concede to Rabbi Akiva b'roya kesem, in the event that she sees a stain on her clothing, a blood stain on her clothing, shemetamo es boyalo, that will be metama him, the husband, as well. When we speak about a blood stain found on her garment, and we speak about retroactive tuma, under those circumstances, the retroactive tuma will include the one who had intimacy prior to the discovery of the kesem. The Gemara deals here with a possibility of maybe the blood was from a ma'achilis. A ma'achilis is a type of insect. We can refer to it as a bed bug. The Gemara asks, "V'nechush dilmo dam ma'achilis hu?" Rashi refers to the ma'achilis as a kino. Sometimes it's translated as a lice. But for our purposes, it is sufficient for us to say that why not suspect that the blood that's discovered is really the blood of from an extraneous source from this insect. And the question is, why does the Mishnah indicate that if blood is found, then we declare them definitely tumo, and that would mean that any if they handle truma, they, in that state, then it will have to be burnt, and they have to bring sacrifices. Could it not be that the blood that's revealed on the checking cloth that was featured in the Mishnah was blood from a insect? Omar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera answers, Oysa Mokoim, the area of the woman, when she inserts the checking cloth, she inserts it into a specific orifice of her body. We'll call it the birth area of the body. So that particular orifice, boduk hu eitzel machilis, literally means it's checked from these insects. In other words, there's definitely no insect that got in over there. So the blood that's found has to have come from her body. The Iko of the Amri, another version of what Rabbi Zera teaches, is Dochuk hu eitzel machilis. Dochuk means the bug cannot get into that area. My Binai, what is the difference between these two versions, Boduk versus Dochuk? Iko Binayu, the Ishtakach machilis ritzufa. Ritzufa means a smashed or a mashed bug. Let us say there is discovered, she withdraws her checking cloth after checking herself and notices on the cloth a squished insect. Rashi adds over here, Ritzufa, he says, Me'ucho al ho'ed, means it's smashed on or squished on the checking cloth, Rochik min hadam ktsas, a little bit removed from the blood that she finds on the checking cloth. Lelishna de Boduk, according to that version, the first version of Rabbi Zeira, came from the Kimlu the Rabbonin de Ein Shom Achilas. The Rabbonin know, Kimluhu means they know that bugs are not found there. So, Vadai da Migufa Hu. The blood is definitely from her body, making her Tomei, and he as well. Sherei Ho'ed Hoya Boduk Lo Kodem Hakinuach. The checking cloth was known to her to be clean before her checking. U Ma'achilis Li'achar Bi'ilo Asoi Al Evoroi. And the bug came after the act of intimacy. Ulalishna de Dochuk, Ikolis Fuke, according to the version that said Dochuk means it's a compressed area, a narrow area. Ikolis Fuke, Shemo Hai Dam Imachoiles. Then the doubt arises, maybe the blood came from the insect. Umitoch shedochuku moacho hashamosh b'shas tashmish, and since the orifice itself is fairly narrow, it could be that during the act of intimacy itself, the male organ caused it to become compressed and squeezing the bug, causing it to causing its blood to come out and not from her body. So according to the expression boduku means we know the bugs are definitely not there. According to the expression dohuku means it could be that the man in his act of intimacy caused the bug to get squished, and it's from the bug. We can now read this in the Gemara after having read the Rashi. The Gemara has said that there's iko binayo, the difference between these two lishonos is dishtakach machilas ritzufa. Lahach lishna di omar boduku, according to the first lashon, ho me'almo asoi, the bug got there afterwards it came from outside, and the blood that's on the checking cloth is definitely from her, from the woman. Lahach lishna di omar dohuku, according to the expression that the mokum is dohuku, then we do raise the possibility that since a bug was found on the checking cloth, that he, the man, during his act of intimacy, caused the bug to get squished and thereby release its blood. And the blood's not from her. The Gemara now has a couple of cases which we featured with a diamond that deal with her checking with a checking cloth and something that results. So, Ithmar, Bodka be'ed haboduk lo, a woman checked herself with a clean checking cloth. Eid haboduk once again means a clean checking cloth. It was checked out beforehand. V'tochsoi b'yurecho, and after she checked herself out, she then rubbed the checking cloth on her leg. Ulemochor motzo oleho dam. And then the next day, when daylight came about, she noticed on her leg some blood. Omar Rav Tameo Nida. She is definitely a Nida. In other words, the blood that's on her leg came from the checking cloth that she had rubbed on her body. And since the checking cloth had been inserted into that orifice that is responsible for the blood of Nida to come, so it makes her into a Nida. Omar Le Rav Simi Barchia Vaha Choysheshes Amris Lon. But did you not tell us that she suspects maybe she is a Nida? Not like you're telling us that she is a definite Nida. Itmar Nami Omar Shmuel Tamei Nida. According to Shmuel, it's like the version of Rav that we have here, that she is definitely a Nida. V'chein Morin Ve Midrosha Tamei Nida. And likewise, they ruled in the base Medrash that as a result of this kind of incident, where she had checked herself and rubbed the checking cloth on her leg, found blood on her leg afterwards, she is considered a nida. Not a matter of doubt, but certain. Itmar, another case, bodka bi'aid she'enoi boduk lo. Here, she checked herself with a checking cloth that she had not established prior to the checking that it was clean. She then, after the checking with this unchecked cloth, she checks herself, puts it in a box, ulamocher motzo olov dam, and the next day she finds on the checking cloth, when she opens up the box, she sees blood on it. Omar Rav Yosef, kol yomov shel Rabbi Chiya timei. Throughout most of Rabbi Chiya's life, when dealing with this case, he declared the woman to be Tamea, to be a Nida, Ula Esik Noso Tihir. And when he became older, toward the end of his life, Rabbi Chiya ruled Tihir. In other words, we'll have to see what that means as we go on in the Gemara. Ibai Alaho, Hechi Ka'omar. How are we to understand this transition in Rabbi Chiya? Kol Yomov, do we say that throughout his life, Timei Mishum Nida, Rabbi Chiya had declared her a definite Nida, Eitz Ziknosoi Tier Mishum Nida, Timei Mishum Kesem, and when he got older, he said she's not a Nida in definite terms, but rather she has a din of a woman who's declared Timei because of a stain, and the difference being that if she handled Trumos, if she is declared a definite Nida, so Trumos that she handled would be burnt. If she is declared a Suffolk Nida, so the Trumos that she handled would be set aside to rot. That's we call that Toilin, and not burn the Truma that she handled. So that's one possibility. Oy Dilma, kol Yomov Timei Mishum Kesem. When the Gemara tells us that Reb Chiya was mitame mishum, he was mitame in this case, he was mitame her as a woman who saw a stain, which is a tumas sofek. Ule'es ziknoso tiher mivolo klum. And when he became older, he declared this case that was featured in the last diamond with the aid, she had checked herself with an aid shein boduk, and his old age, he declared her completely tahora. So, to answer the question, we bring a Tanaic source. We also have a long answer marking to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. You can see a tuf that's encircled with a descending vertical dashed line. This Tanaic source opens up with a case just like the case featured in the Gemara. Bodka b'ei chain of bodok la. She had checked herself with an unchecked cloth. She couldn't tell us that it was definitely pure white before. V'nichosoi bekufsa, and she then placed it after checking herself with this cloth. She put it in a box with mocher motzel of dam, and the next day she found on it blood. Rabbi Omer, Tamea mishum nida. Rabbi Chiya Omer, Tamea mishum kesem. We see here that Rabbi and Rabbi Chiya are arguing. Rebbe declaring her a definite Nida, and Reb Chiya declaring her Tamea as we would a woman who found a stain of blood on her clothing, which we call a Kesem, which for us means a Sofek Nida. Omar Loi Rebbe Chiya, we're now reading at the top of Omid Beis, the source continues, Omar Loi Rebbe Chiya, Iyata Moida Shetzricha Kigris V'oid. Rabbi Chiya says to Rabbi, don't you concede that in order to establish some problem, you would have to have an amount that's known as a gris plus? A gris is a quantity that is associated with a certain type of, we'll say, a type of bean. It's a size that's, we could say, roughly like an American dime. So the size of the blood on this checking cloth, in order to create a problem, would have to be the size of a gris v'oid, a gris plus a little more. Wouldn't you agree with that? And by the way, that is the shiur in general for a kesem, for a stain found on her garments, to create a problem of tumas kesem, you'd have to have that amount. So regarding this checking cloth case, don't you concede, says Rekpia to Rebbe, that that's the amount you need? Amale avol. Avol is an unusual word in this case. It means truth. It means yes. Omar loy, so Rekpia says, Im Kane, if you're conceding that you need this shi'ur, then af ato osisoy kesem, then you're agreeing with me that we're to treat her as we would a woman who found a stain, which, as we've mentioned already a couple times, is a type of suffix nida, and trumos that she handled would not be burnt, but simply set aside. The Rebbe, Sovar, Rebbe's response to that is, Bo'inon kigris vi'oid, I need to have that quantity, lafuke midam achilas, so as to remove us from the doubt that it may have come from an insect. V'keva denofak lo midam macholus, once we clearly know it's not from that insect, because the insect does not have that quantity of blood, namely doesn't have more than a gris in it, and I found a gris plus, I know it's not from the bug, and once I establish it's not from the bug, so Vadai migufa also. Rebbe's conclusion is it definitely came from her, hence the woman is a nida. Now, in this source, we saw a machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Chia. Maglav biziknuso koi. Is it not so that this is a representation of Rebbe Chia in his old age? Otherwise, as a young man, as a youth, he wouldn't have had the stature to have argued with Rebbe. But we see him arguing with Rebbe, so it must be featuring Rebbe Chia in his older age. And that being the case, Rebbe Chia in his older age is saying that she is Tamea Mishum Kesem, not scot-free. Therefore, Ha B'Yalduso, when Rebbe Chia was describing her when he was still a young man, so Timei Mishum Nida, his position was that she was Tamea Vadai, and only in his old age did we said Tier. Tier means not as a she's not a tamea nida vadoyas, a definite nida, but she is a doubtful nida. Shma mino. So this concludes what we were looking for, and it would then turn out to be like the aleph of the aleph odilma beis, two possibilities. Continuing in the Gemara, Mishtabeach le Rebbe, l'Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rebbe used to compliment a certain individual, and he used to say the compliment to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, concerning Rabbi Chama Barbisa, the Odom Gadol Hu. So Rebbe used to tell Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Chama was a great man. So Rabbi Shmuel said, when the next time Rabbi Chama visits you, Rabbi, so send him, Rabbi Chama, on to me. Ki asa, Omar lei, so when he came, Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Chama, boi minoi milsa, ask of me a question. This is characteristic of an attempt to see, judge the the quality or the stature of the individual, so that from the way a person asks a question or the type of question he asks, one can determine his actual quality or stature. So Rabbi Shmuel says to Rabbi Chama, ask of me a question. Bo'amine. So Rabbi Chama responds with the question. Bod kabeid sheino bodik lo. Woman checked herself with an unchecked checking cloth. The same topic that we've been discussing now for the last section of Gemara. She checked herself with this unchecked cloth. And then after checking, she put it into a box. Dam mahu. And the next morning, she finds on the checking cloth, as she takes it out of the box, she notices blood on it. How do we rule? Omar lo, so Rishmoel Reb Yossi says, okay, kedivrei Abba emoloch, oi kedivrei Rebbe emoloch. Would you like me to say the ruling of father, namely Reb Yossi's opinion, or would you like me to say Rebbe's opinion? Amale, so Rebbe Chama says, Kedivrei Rebbe Emoli. I want to hear Rebbe's opinion on this. In other words, I want to hear Rebbe's opinion, and I'm not interested in hearing your father's opinion. Amar Rebbe Yishmoel. Rebbe Yishmoel reacted, he says, reacted somewhat harshly and said, Zeu shomim alav the Adam gadol hu. This is the one that you say he is a great man. You meaning Rebbe had complimented Rebbe Chama as being a great man. Hech menichem divrei harav v'shomim divrei hatalmid. How could he, Rebbe Chama, be interested in leaving aside the words of the master, namely Rebbe Yossi, and choose to hear the words, the ruling of the student, namely Rebbe? Rebbe Chama Barbisa Savar, Rebbe Chama, who was interested in hearing Rebbe's ruling more so than Rebbe Yossi's ruling, what was he calculating? So he figured Rebbe Reish Masifta, who Rebbe was the head of a Torah academy, Ushchichi Rabbonon Kamei, and as a result of that, there was a lot of contact with the Rabbonon, whether it be with the students, with other rabbinic figures, Umechadadi Shmaitse, and as a result of his extensive contact with Torah scholars, so his learning was probably sharper. The Gemara asks, my Rebbe, umay Rebbe Yossi, where are their opinions stated? Omar Rav Ado Bar Matono, Tana, we have a Tanaic source, Rebbe Mitame, Rebbe Yossi Mitahir. You can see in this source, Rebbe takes the stringent opinion that she's Tameo Nita, and Rebbe Yossi is lenient. The Omar Rebbe Zera, Kishatime Rebbe, Kerebbe Meir. Rebbe's approach is like that of Rebbe Meir, that will be seen later. Ukshatir Rebbe Yossi, Liatzmotir. And Rebbe Yossi, who's featured as being lenient, he is in accordance with his own Shita that we will see, Desanya. Here we have a Tanaic source in which you see Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yossi featured. Ho'isha Shoisa Oisit Sorcheha. A woman who was relieving herself, she was urinating. V'roa Sodam, and she saw blood. Rebbe Meir Omer im oimedes tamea. If she is relieving herself while in a standing position, so that will, the dam that comes out will reveal that she is a nida, that the blood is coming from that part of her anatomy which is responsible for making her into a nida. Im yoshevis, if she is relieving herself in a seated position and notices blood, then tahira. The blood is associated with coming from some other place in her body other than the area that is responsible for nida blood. Rebbe Yossi omer benkach ubenkach tahira. Rebbe Yossi says in either case she will not be declared a nida. A little more information is revealed in the Rashi. If you notice on a number of lines up from here, Rashi says, Oimedes Tameo, within Shitas Rebbe Meir, who made a distinction, he said, if she finds the blood having urinated in a standing position, Dekevon de Dechukahi, since when a woman is standing, it causes a type of pressure. We'll say it's not the normal way, it's not the normal position for a woman to assume when relieving herself. So since it's the chuka, there's an internal pressure on her. Hodur me raglayim la mokur. The urine reverses back to the mokur, which is the organ responsible for the nida blood. And so there's a type of reversal of the urine before it actually comes out, the icy dam, and it brings forth with it blood. V'hochi mefarsh b'perek ha'isha. Yosheves Torah, Rashi says, since she seated and without causing any internal pressure on her organs, so the urine comes out in a normal, easy flow. The Ein Tome Elo Dam HaMokor, blood that causes tumas, only blood that comes from the Mokor, which is the name of that organ responsible or that produces the Dam Nidah. Umidakoma Rabbi Meir, from the fact that Rabbi Meir says, Oimedes Tamea, the Afagav the Iko Lis Fukinhu Bemokoim Me Raglaim, he was willing to say that if she is standing, the blood makes her tome, that the blood is from the Mokor, even though it might have come from the urinary tract, the Mokor Me Raglaim, and that is not Dam that would mitama her. However, since there is room for suspicion because of this, as we said, internal pressure when she urinates standing, and there's a status that blood, when it comes, it will come from the mokor. That's an organ where there is regular blood production. So, she will be declared tamea. So, see, in that case where she's urinating standing, there is grounds for suspicion, and you see how Rebbe Meir rules. He rules with strictness, causing her to be a definitive nida. So hachinami metamia. So too, in our case where we were dealing with the unchecked checking cloth. And we saw Rebbe was Metame, he goes like Rebbe Meir, even though with the unchecked checking cloth, we could say that the blood came from another source. She didn't know for sure that it was clean in the first place. Nevertheless, Rebbe Meir and Rebbe, in following suit, take the strict approach and don't toil it on something else. Turning now back to the Gemara, Omar Lei Rav Acha Brei de Ravah de Ravashi. V'ho Omar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina kishetime Rabbi Meir lo time elo mishum kesem v'ilu Rabbi mishum nida ka Omar. How can you say that Rabbi is a continuation or parallel of Rabbi Meir when Rabbi Yosi Bar Bechina tells us that Rabbi Meir's ruling of Tamea with regard to the woman relieving herself in a standing position, he granted her Tumas status, or he imposed on her Tumas status of Tumas Kesem, which is we call a Tuma that we associate with a doubt, and Truma that she might have handled would be set aside, not burnt. Rebbe, on the other hand, when he is mitama, he's mitama as a nida, a definite nida in the case of the checking cloth that was unchecked prior. And therefore the question here is, how can it be said above that Rebbe parallels Rebbe Meir when, according to Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, they actually have different rulings? You can see, if you are want to find where Rebbe had been parallel to Rebbe Meir, we have a little arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara. You can skim up a few lines where you see the arrow before, and that's the line where the Gemara said that Rebbe paralleled Rebbe Meir. But in light of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Hanina's remark, we can't say that they're parallel. Omar Lei. So Rav Ashi answers, Anan Hochi Koamrinon. We have learned as follows. Ki itmar hahi, when Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina said his observation, mishum nida itmar. When our version of Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina in describing Rabbi Meir is that Rabbi Meir said she was a definite nida, and not a suffik as is the case of kesem. So that Rabbi Meir declared her in the case of the urination as a definite tamea, and Rebbe followed suit in the case of the unchecked checking cloth, even though there were other things that we could have ascribed the blood to. Nevertheless, he said she is definitely a nida, so that they are parallel. Before continuing in the Gemara, we have a topic heading where we've written on the margin, Nimsa Dam Li'achar Tashmish, where the Mishnah described the discovery of blood after the act of intimacy. It may be miyad, maybe la'achar zman. We have different situations. A discovery of it immediately after the intimacy or after a little time passage. The Gemara. Nimso al shelo asyom tamein. The Mishnah said, b'chayovin shnehem b'korban. And they're both obligated to bring a sin offering as having violated in an unwitting fashion intimacy with a nidah. Tanu Rabbanan, Ezu Shiur Veses, what is the amount of time that we would call immediate? And namely, the immediate discovery of blood immediately after the intimacy tells us what they were, what their status was during the intimacy. So what is called immediate? Moshe L'shamosh V'eid Sha'imdim B'tzana Mashkov. These words are presented here as in a euphemistic style. The shamosh is the organ of the man. The aid is the checking cloth. So that the imagery here is that they're standing by the entranceway. You have the organ and the checking cloth. The entranceway is a reference to the orifice of the woman. The yitzias shamosh, upon the exiting of the male, nichnas aid, the checking cloth enters. Have veses shomru, that is immediate. Lekinuach avolo lebedika, and the act of checking would be one of a wipe, and a sort of an external wipe as opposed to an internal body check, because to do an internal body check that already takes a little amount of time, and it could be that the blood flow, even if it does reveal blood, it could be that the blood came only in the course of the checking and it wasn't there at the time of the actual intimacy. So only if you're talking about immediate exit of the man and an external and a subsequent external wipe on the part of the woman, that would be immediate. The Gemara continues from a quote from the Mishnah, Nimtso al shelo li'achar zman, if it's found on her checking cloth after some time, and this is all very relative, we're talking about very fractional amounts of time, but in this case, every few seconds makes a difference. So it's found on her checking cloth. Li'achar zman means after the time called asyum, which after the immediate time. So the Mishnah rules that tameyim misafek upturim min korban. And as far as our Mishnah is concerned, there is no korban requirement. Tana, a Tanaic source that differs from our Mishnah, says v'chayovin osham tolui. There is an osham tolui requirement, which is a sacrifice brought when there is a doubt whether or not the avera was transgressed whatsoever. So according to this this brisa, there is a need for an osham tolui. Our Mishnah though says no need for an osham tolui. The Tana didon mai taima, our Tana, which exempts completely from the need for a korban under these circumstances of blood found le'achar zman. Why? Why does our Mishnah exempt completely? Answer, bo'inon chaticho mishtei chatichos. According to our Mishnah, and this is a machloikis tanoim, our Mishnah takes the position that an osham tolui is brought only when you have a doubt that arose because of two pieces that were present. When the two pieces is really a reference to a model case, namely the case of two pieces of food, one being chalev and one being shuman, and a person ate from one of the two. Chalev is forbidden fats, and shuman is permissible fats. And if one was in a situation where there were two pieces, and he knew one of them was forbidden, the doubt is simply which one he ate, then, and only then, is an osham totally brought. However, according to this particular opinion, if there was one piece and you don't know whether it was whether it was allowed or not allowed, that would not be sufficient grounds for bringing an Oshem Tovli. Likewise over here, our Mishnah that says there's an exemption from a need for an Oshem Tovli is because you don't have two Chatichos. You have just the question of was she or was she not a nida. You don't have the presence of a definite nida and you're in doubt whether you were over on it. Here you don't even know if there was a nida case in the first place. So that's not sufficient grounds for bringing an Oshem Tovli according to our Mishnah. According to the Braisa that's quoted, that is sufficient grounds for bringing an Oshem Tovli, namely that there is an element of doubt, even though it's not a case of chaticha mishtei chatichos. Ezu achar zman, the Mishnah asked, what is considered achar zman? And it went on to say, kedesh teri min amito v'tadiach poneha. Enough time would have lapsed that she would have been able to get off the bed and rinse herself. Viromini, we raise a contradiction, and before we go on in the Gemara, let's glance at the margin where we have some notes. We have a tat nose, a subtopic. Our job in the Gemara here is liyashev stira, to resolve a contradiction b'mekoros, between Tanaic sources, b'mahu achar asyum. What is that time that's considered after asyum, after the immediate? In other words, in the case of the immediate check, so that would reveal if blood is there, that would establish definite nida. If checking takes place after that time, then the Mishnah says it wouldn't establish a definite nida, but rather a suffek nida situation. So the two sources, one of them speaks about the amount of time required for her to slip her hand under her pillow and withdraw a checking cloth. And the other source, as we saw in the Mishnah, it's the amount of time to alight from the bed and rinse herself. So now we have to bear in mind this, as we go on in the Gemara, that we have these different time factors. There's the first time factor, asyum. That's the immediate checking, which would result in definite tumah if blood is discovered. There is then a time called after the immediate. And in that case, both of them, the man and woman, are tumah, but out of doubt, misafek. And what might that be of achar miyad? So it could be toshit yoda, tachas keses, or tereid min amita. Those are the two possibilities. Then there's another time category called achar, after period. And regarding that time, we have the Machlokes Rabbonon and Rabbi Akiva. When we impose retroactive tumah, to what extent will that be imposed on the man? Now, back to the Gemara. The Mishnah had mentioned what is that we'll call second time period, the time lapse that is after the immediate checking. So our Mishnah said it was Kadesh Terim min Amita v'Tadiach Paneha v'Rominhi. We raise as a stira to this, as a contradiction, Eizu Achar Zman Piresh Rebbe Elozer Rebbe Tzada Kadesh Toishit Yoda Tachas Akar Oy Tachas Akeses. Enough time for her to stretch out her arm under her pillow or under her mattress. V'Tito Eid V'Tivdo Bo, and to withdraw a checking cloth and check with it. Omar Rav Chista. You'll notice we have diamonds in the Gemara. Their purpose is to highlight the resolutions of what appears to be a contradiction. So Omar Rav Chista, my achar, what does achar of the Mishnah mean? The achar of the Mishnah, which was Kadesh Terid Min Amita, which is a longer amount of time than Toshit Yoda. So achar of the Mishnah means achar de achar. It's that
it's a reference to that third time stage. The Gemara asks, "V'ha kotani alah?" But regarding the case, regarding that case of the case in the Mishnah of the Teirid Min Amita, it says, "Nimso al shelo li achar zman tmein misafek upturin min akorban." If it's found on her, if blood is found on her checking cloth after the immediate time, so then there's tumas safek, ezu acharzman, and what is that acharzman? Kadesh teirid min amita v'tadiach paneha. So the, and that's the case of alighting from the bed. Alighting from the bed, therefore, is considered in the second stage time period and not the third stage. Hence, what Rav Chisda tried to answer, that Teirid Min Amita is Achar Achar, from this Tanaic quote, you see that it's not Achar Achar, but rather it's Achar. One Achar, meaning after the immediate. The before we go on in the Gemara, let's glance at the Rashi. Rashi is found in the lower part of the narrow lines, V'ho alo kotoni, almo atmein misofek koi, mishum shemetamez boyala afibulu rabbonon. The case of Teirid Min Amita is a case where even the rabbonon will impose tuma misofek, so that it's not like Rav Chisda answered that it's the third time period where only Rabbi Akiva will metame the boyel, but this is a reference to the second time period. The time period immediately is after the immediate stage. The Gemara answers, no. Hochi ko'amar. Eizehu achar zman. What is achar zman which creates tumas sofek on both man and the woman? Kedesh toishit yodo l'tachas akar l'tachas akeses v'titol eid v'tivdol bo. Enough time would have lapsed for her to extend her arm and slip out from under a pillow or mattress, a checking cloth, and check herself. Ukadeshet teirid min amita v'tadiach es paneha. That amount of time, the amount of time to alight from the bed and rinse herself, that is machloikis Rabbi Akiva v'chachamim. That is a point of controversy between Rabbi Akiva and the chachamim. The Gemara asks, V'ho achar kach kotoni. In the Mishnah, when describing Teirid Min Amita, it was described as after the case of immediate. Let's glance at the Rashi, who clarifies this further. So the second line under the Gemara text, Rashi says, V'ho achar kach kotoni. The kotoni b'masnisen v'achar kach mitama me'eis le'eis ve'eino mitama v'chulei. Alma, kishishoha so yoiser michdesh tarried, hu de pligi. If she tarries before checking more than tarried min amita, then we say there's a machlikis Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim. Avo bichdesh tarried. That amount of time of, to alight from the bed, mitamo afilu the rabbonon. That's not a machlokes. That will cause tumo even according to the rabbonon's position. Fakashia brisa dichtei shetoshit. And then we come back to the problem of the seeming contradiction with the source that we mentioned before, where the voruminu of the Gemara was the time of extending her arm creates the tumas sofek on both of them. The Gemara answers, Hochi ko'omar, v'zehu acharkach. When the Mishnah mentions acharkach as the time after the lighting from the bed, it doesn't mean that, but rather it's pointing to the Teirid Min Amita case, and it says, and it means to say, v'zehu acharkach shenechliku Rabbi Akiva v'chachomim. That time, the Teirid Min Amita, is the time concerning which Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim argued. So, according to Rav Chisda, it's very straightforward or streamlined. You've got the immediate post intimacy checking. You've got the Toshit Yoda, which is the level that creates a tumas nida sofik on both man and woman. And that's according to everybody. And then there's a third time stage called Teirid Min Amita, that time lapse is something that only Rabbi Kiva would say both are Tmeim, whereas the Chachamim would disagree. Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi also deals with resolving the Stira. Idi v'idi chad shiurahu. Both the Teirid Menamita and Toishit Yoda are one in the same, with some qualification. Eid biyoda, if you're dealing with a woman that as she completes the intimacy, the checking cloth is already in her hand. Then, kedei sheteirid min hamita v'tadiach es poneha. That would be the amount of time called achar asyum, at the second stage of timing. Ein lo, ein eid biyoda, if she doesn't have a checking cloth in hand. Then, kedei shetoshet yoda letachas hakar oy letachas hakeses v'titol eid v'tivdok bo. Then, the second stage in time, if she is not holding the checking cloth already, then it would be in terms of the amount of time for her to extend her arm under her pillow or mattress and withdraw from there a checking cloth and check with it. Meisvei. The Gemara raises a question. This question lasts a number of lines. We have a long question marking to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, and it takes in a Tanaic source. And at the end of the Tanaic source, you can see the Gemara says, Bishlamo l'Rav Chisda, things will appear to work more smoothly for Rav Chisda. But for Rav Ashi, we will have a difficulty. Hence, this Meisvei, we know ahead of time, is a kasha on Rav Ashi's approach. So now the source begins. Meisvei, Ezu achar zman. What is considered achar zman? Dover zeh shoal Rebbe Elozer b'Rebbe Tzodok lifnei Chachomim b'Usha. This question was posed by Rebbe Elozer b'Tzodok to the Chachomim b'Usha, v'omar lohem, and he said to them, Shema k'Rabbi Kiva atem omrim. Maybe you assume the position of Rabbi Kiva, Shemetama es Boala, that would declare the man to be Tomei as a Boyel Nida, which is a 7-day Tuma. Omru lo, lo Shomanu. They said, we do not accept Rabbi Kiva's position on this matter. Omer lahem, kach pirshu chachom biavne. Now, Rabbi Elozer ben Tzadok says this is how the Chachamim set out the different time frames. Lo shoaso kedei sheteirid min amita v'tadiach es poneha. If she did not tarry that amount of time to get off the bed, but rather she remained in the bed and checked herself, that's toich zman hu zeh. That's called toch zman, which we call achar asyum. That's the time after the immediate type checking. Umetamen misafek uptur mikorban v'chayoven v'ashem toluy. So that if she did not tarry kedei sheteri min amita, that would result in a tumas sofek on both man and woman. And they would be exempt from a sin offering, but chayav and osham toluy. Shoa saw kedei sheteirid min amita v'tadiach es poneha. If she tarried that amount of time, enough time to get off the bed and rinse herself, that's a greater amount of time than just before this. Then achar hazman hu zeh. That's called after, which we called achar. And under such circumstances, we would not impose tuma on the man as well. V'chein kishishoaso meisleis umipkiva b'kida boyolo mitama mishum mago v'eino mitama mishum boyo. If you have a case of a woman who checked herself within 24 hours of intimacy, she checked herself and found herself to be tamea, so the husband will not be considered a boyel nida, but he will be considered someone who had contact with the nida, which results in tumas erev. Rabbi Kiva omer, af mitame mishum boyel. Rabbi Kiva is strict on this and says that the man, since he's within 24 hours of his intimacy with her was within 24 hours of her discovery of dam on the checking cloth, he does become tomei as a boyel nido, which means a 7-day tumah is imposed on him. Rav Yehuda beno Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai omer bailo nichnas lahechal umaktir k'toras. He is of the opinion that the husband is not affected whatsoever, and if he was a Kohen, he would be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash and offer a K'tores, an incense offering, showing how Tohar he is considered. Bishlamo l'Rav Chisda, things work out well according to Rav Chisda, that he had mentioned that they should Perid Min Amita is called Achar Achar. Hainu Dimitari Rabbonan. We can understand why the Rabbonon are metaher the boyel and say that he is not chayav. He's not chayav as a boyel nida, and that's what we saw in the source. Once again, the metari Rabbonon means the Rabbonon are metaher the boyel from being considered a boyel nida. Elo l'Rav Ashi, amai mitari rabbonon. But according to Rav Ashi, that said that teirid min amita is the same as toishit yoda, why do the rabbonon mitahir the man? Why do they say he's just not considered a boyel nida? V'chitemo di'ein aid biyoda. You might say, well, the case of teirid min amita that this source was talking about was a case where she wasn't already holding the checking cloth in hand, and as according to the way Rav Ashi explained things before, and since she not only the time lapsed for her to get off the bed, but she'd have to also withdraw the checking cloth because it wasn't already in her hands. That's why there's so much time. Well, if that were the case, then then the source should have made that distinction when describing Shetere Min Amita. Glancing at the Rashi, find Rashi on the upper part of the Rashi commentary. V'chi Tema D'ein Eid Biyada, a few lines up from here in the Rashi, that after she got off the bed, she still had to extend her arm to havlu trei shiuri, that would be responsible for two time periods, namely getting off the bed plus extending her arm. Im kain, if that were the pshat, iboyalei lemisni, the source should have taught v'flugi bein eid biyada li ein eid biyada. It should have made that distinction, the lotepo churbomine, that no misunderstanding should result. The hashto mashma filu eid biyada de lo shoso ela kedei shetereid mitar rabbonon. As things are right now, when this qualification was not stated, it sounds like even if the aid were in the checking cloth were in her hand, if that amount of time lapsed to sheter min amita, the Rabbanan would still exempt him from Tuma. From the fact that the source does not make this distinction, that with Kadesha Terid from the Mita, get off the bed, is alone enough time, enough significant lapse in time for the Rabbanan to declare the man to be Tahar. So, since the source did not make the distinction of Eid Biyada versus Ein Eid Biyada, Kashya, the source remains a source of difficulty for Rav Ashi's position. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.